Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the king of king himself, the man that be waiting 9 months to get $600 so he could buy more alcohol. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, he's outside his mailbox, outside his home, looking for the mailman, looking for the delivery guy for his $600 check to come in the mail. His name is Sean Black, everyone.
Yes, Sean Black in the building once again. You know, in all reality, when you said 9 months, I thought you were going to say something else that didn't require $600.
No, that requires $600,000 in the long term.
Okay, so at least we know we're on the same page, apparently.
No. I have my family members that had COVID babies, but not me. No way, no how that's happening.
Okay.
At least I try. Not that I know of, you know. Because, you know, I do have my moments when I do slip up, but, hey, I doubt it this time.
Let's make sure that's the case.
Like I told people, if the baby mama is pregnant again, she really must be the Virgin Mary. God bless the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh.
Oh, folks, boy.
You know, yes, it's going to be that type of night. You know the number.
You can
folks,
tell it's still 2020. Oh boy.
Oh yes. Oh my God. You know the number, folks. Excuse me. You know the number to call us.
Do they? If they don't, yeah. Please refresh them so that they would know.
347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. Sean Black, for our last show for 2020, are you ready to tell the absolute truth?
No, I'm ready to just piss people off.
Oh, okay, cool. And also, before we continue, she was waiting outside for a check, but she decided to give us a call. But after she got done talking to us, Sean Black, she would go back outside, wait for the mailman, waiting for a $600 check. I give you Lady T, everyone.
I don't think so, but okay. They really give him the check? Right. It's $600. You go from, what was it, $1,200 to $600, so is that really money? Listen.
Well,
you know
the government
what?
Would think that it is.
Well,
this is America.
Exactly. So for 2020, Christmas came early for us, I guess, that the Congress has approved a stimulus package bill that 300 million American people would be getting $600. So, Lady T, you sound happy about that. Well, what's your takeaway from the stimulus package? Should people be upset or should be happy that we got something than nothing?
So that's going to be light gas and food for 1 month, people are going to really do, aside from that.
That we'd be waiting 9 months for, give or take.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Are they really serious, or is it like a hoax?
So you think the country just got pumped?
That's like, you go from giving people, what was it, like, I think, $1,200 and then $500 or something, right? Something like
yes.
that?
Yes, it was $1,700, I remember, yes.
So if this doesn't show us that, hi, we are way in debt, if you went from that to that, you couldn't even match it again, you couldn't even do $1,200 again, something else is going on with the country. Hi, hello, do we miss the big picture?
And well, how much billion dollars do they approove? Like $9 billion? And will you
$900 billion dollars? $900 billion
approval,
was in the package.
Though, but yeah, this is what I'm saying. Are we serious?
Yeah.
So you give us half of what you gave us, and the numbers are going up as far as the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And even more so. The Democrats had tried to actually argue that we needed three times as much money. And they also wanted to be able to spread that money into other programs that would actually help keep people from having to depend more on this stimulus until the pandemic kind of subsided, and that was shot down. So we're looking at, what, nine months between the last stimulus package and what we have now is
The last package was approved back in April. I remember when everybody was online going crazy, checking their phones and checking their bank accounts, talking and bragging how much they got $1,200 in their bank account. Let's go shopping at, and let's go buy rice, milk, and eggs, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be doing the same thing with the $600. But that's my point. Like, what is the $600 to brag about as a country on the whole? It just looks really like a spin of faith type stuff to me. We go from getting, you know, $1,200 and then $500 for each kid or whatever the case may have been. I don't know because I don't have a bunch of kids, but those people probably racked it up last time. Why couldn't just stick to the $1,200? You get what I'm saying? Just stick to what you gave last time.
Yeah.
What is $600 really going to do other than your light bill, your gas bill, and pay for your food for the month? What is that really? What does that say as far as government?
Well, I think Lady T and I already know the answer to that one.
Yeah, we know the answer, but why are people getting excited? I'm not excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
No, so in other words, we should be pissed off about it because, but think about this. The only reason I personally believe they approved this package to get something out on the table before they leave for their vacation, before they leave for their break. Because they have to do something before the government gets shut down. Like, here's 6 cents to the American people.
Okay.
It's just $6.
Well,
enjoy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. They rich and wealthy. They could kick back. $600 is like a dollar to us.
Well, here's the other.
Yeah.
Here's my take on why I think a lot of this is good.
Yeah.
We know how the election fell. We know all of the stuff that has been going on and this current president trying as best as he can to try to overturn the election. We also know that in Georgia, there are two Senate seats that are on the line through a recount vote. And what's happening now is that in Georgia, it's starting to look from the early votes that have come in that it might actually turn Democrat. The reason why this is important is because Mitch McConnell.
Here we go again.
And I'm going to tell you why. Mitch McConnell said himself that they need to make sure that the votes come in to help Georgia. Georgia needs the help. That's the reason why they want to get the stimulus package going. The people that are in Georgia and a lot of people that are seeing what government is doing now, they voted in record numbers. So they know that now that the people out there that are voting, the voices are going to be heard. And as long as this thing stretches out, the people that voted that are getting screwed over the most are going to potentially take that action and vote against them where it can hurt them most. So like you said, Hot Rod, as far as what you were saying, that going towards the end of the term before vacation, a lot of the Republicans and a lot of the Democrats who have been trying to get something going finally have something there on the table to get something out there because there is a bigger picture going on, especially in government.
What do they
think
have on the table, Sean Black? Breadcrumbs?
Exactly.
What do they have?
Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
$600 plus unemployment.
Like
they're getting $300 for unemployment for the next 2.5 months. I think that's what they added as far as that.
So, Sean,
which is four
Sean,
less.
Sean Black, I'm,
60 days
for Sean
so
Black.
Quick.
I understand what you're trying to say, but at the same time, but America, don't we have the largest cases of coronavirus, the largest cases of unemployment, a lot of cases of a lot of things? And at the same time, here's two pennies for your thought. Have a nice day, American people. Here's some
Didn't
of your
Canada take
back?
Better care of their people as far as financially doing this? This is why it's so embarrassing. We say that we're the greatest country in the world, but look at how we treat our people. I don't know. This is weird to me.
This is what happens when you have people in power that have absolute control over people that they have no, that they are completely out of touch with. The ones that are getting the benefit the most. Exactly. The people that are in power are in it for themselves, not their constituents, but for themselves, in a lot of instances, to try to reconsolidate a lot of their power. What we're starting to see now within the Republican Party is that a lot of people are talking against what's going on now. So they realize their voters, they have voices, their voices are being heard, and they're getting antsy. When are we going to get a package? When are we going to get something going with our businesses? Businesses have been falling apart. There are tons of businesses that won't come back ever again now because of this. And in the 9 months between what was that?
That's the problem. That's the problem. The focus is on the wrong part. I'm like, once again, they give you $600. There's a lot of businesses, our favorite restaurants, stores are closed down.
Don't forget businesses that won't ever open again.
Never. My bars, my favorite bars, will never be open again. But you have corporates.
Of course, you know how I was going to throw that one.
Of course. But you got Target, Walmart, those type of high market, ShopRite. They're making millions of dollars, and they still will get some type of help. And that's the crazy part. While the small businesses will get nothing, they say they will help other small businesses, but they're not going to get a dime. And that's a problem. And part of that money of the stimulus package is going towards the vaccine distribution.
And I actually saw a story. I saw a story about a woman who is highly upset about the way that this package is going. She's basically saying she lost her job. She's getting $600. She has a child. And she said literally that $600 is literally one and a half times less than what she needs for not only her child but for rent. She's already almost 2 months behind in rent, and that $600 isn't going to even make a dent in that. So where's the help for the people that really need it?
This goes way back to when coronavirus was first introduced, and they called it a hoax. It was called the Democratic hoax. And it really bothers me that now, okay, we're going to have a Democratic president. I pray that everything goes well with that fourth 4 years or whatever the case may be. But it just takes me back to why didn't we take this seriously and have certain plans and action just in case if it wasn't a Democratic hoax. It was never taken seriously from the beginning. So why do we think anywhere down the line right now is this going to be taken seriously now? This guy needs to leave office, and then we need to refocus.
I like that concept.
It's like, come on.
But, Lady T, overall, before I go to K-Dog, if Joe Biden tried his best, the administration tried their best to shape up this country, and they can't do it. Is it necessarily Biden's fault that his trunk is not back on track and within four years?
No, well, it will not be his fault. But don't forget, Obama came in with so many things left over from Bush administration, plus he encountered other things during his administration. And he was able to do as much, and he did a lot under those terms. So they have to come in with that same attitude that, you know what, we may not be able to clean this up 100%, but maybe 80%. The next person, if even if he gets reelected or Kamala gets to be president or whatever, whoever, they're going to have to still take on certain things. It does carry on. That's the reality of it. Is it the person's fault from before? Of course it is. Of course it is. He's so busy on Twitter and this, that, the next, and always want to be at these rallies and this. His focus was never the focus of the country. I'm sorry. Because if I'm hearing, let's say, coronavirus is coming, since you're seeing it coming in the other countries, I'm going to want to take it seriously and have a backup plan just in case for when it hits our country that we will have some sort of financial backup plan. Just you get what I'm saying? You need to.
Yes.
That's the reality of
it. And before I give it to K-Dog, one point I'd like to add, if the government, Sean Black, have focused on people mortgage rent overall, maybe there will be a little bit less of a stress. But people care about where to live right now. People care about their businesses right now. If they have focus on the bank, like, listen, banks, let's hold up on payment right now, eventually, until everything get back on track, maybe things might a little bit run smoother, and maybe they will not, we probably wouldn't have so much protest, chaos of, you know, trying to live on, you know, trying to figure out a place to live or trying to keep your business open, because these times are crazy right now, and people don't know what to do next because you have A and B pointing at each other, blaming each other, instead of, like I always said, working together, trying to solve the problem.
But hey, yeah, because none of them wanted to take accountability. None of them took accountability for this.
When you have leadership that shows a complete dereliction of duty and shows that the only thing that they care about, as we've all said before, is the economy. When they took the attention and said, okay, the economy, look at what's happening in the stock market. Look at what's happening with big business and all of this other stuff. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But remember, for the economy to truly bounce back and stay at a height that it was at before the pandemic, you have to address the pandemic. And that is the problem that this particular administration completely ignored. Lady T said it perfectly, is that they took all of that attention and moved it elsewhere, and it became an every excuse, a hoax, it became this, it became that. And then the only time it started to get addressed is when you started seeing people in government, athletes, celebrities, they started coming down with it. Fortune 500 companies started to suffer. That's where that came from.
Okay, Cato, real quick, final thought.
You know, this whole thing with the 2020, first of all, good evening and hello to everybody. Let me just get this thing in. Is like, it's been a slap in the face to all Americans. I mean, what is $600 going to do for the average person that that can't afford to pay their rent? What is $600 going to do for someone who can't even afford to pay bills? What is that going to do? That's, yeah.
Cato, $600 could get you a PS5 for Christmas. That's for sure, right? Go ahead.
That's it. Oh, you can pay a bill for a month, and what else is that going to do? You know, it's like I was listening to you guys, and, you know, Lady T said it well, and Sean Black, even you, Hot Rod, said it well. The country, this country is, like, upside down. It's like it's really messed up because, you know, with the past 4 years of a failed leadership. Failed leadership.
Ooh.
Not even, you know, a failed leadership. This is what happens when you have failed leadership in a country for 4 years, and these have been a long 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
These years have been long. These long 4 years, it's been disaster after disaster after disaster. I mean, let's face it. Number one, you had a poor leadership. You didn't even take the warning of a virus seriously. Now look at where America is. And there was so much turmoil in terms of racism, and he didn't even fail. He failed to address it, only to go in front of a church and turn a Bible upside down and just stand there. It's like all about him. It wasn't all about the country. It wasn't about the people of the United States.
And yes, indeed. And with the coronavirus cases blowing up, and Sean told me earlier, it's getting worse in UK right now.
It is.
You know,
as
Sean always said, that, you know, the virus always mutate, and that's what's happening in UK. Now, should we start shutting down the airports and not let anyone from UK or Europe into this country to help control the virus, Lady T?
Do you guys really think that shutting this and that down is really going to stop this virus from spreading? This virus seems like it's here to stay. I'm sorry to say it like that, but I'm getting drained with this shutdown, not shutdown. We open for the summer because we think, oh, it's hot outside, but people are still getting it. Listen, I don't know if they even have that under control. I'm a little drained with this right now. It's really, really, really sad, and I don't know if we're seeing how sad it is. But it's very sad.
Mm-hmm. K-Dog?
You know, I agree 100%. it's like this thing is not going anywhere anytime soon, no matter how many things we shut down. And plus another thing that people don't realize is that some people really don't care. They really don't care. They're going to go out and do what they want to do. Oh, but what am I supposed to stay at home? It's not about staying home. It's about being safe. It's about using precaution. But not everybody's using that. Not everybody's using their head.
Excuse me. Yeah, and I told this story
to farted?
That sounded like a coronavirus outburst right there.
Oh,
no, that is. You're basically. I'm burp.
Good grief!
Oh,
I'm having. I'm having my special water right now. Okay, if you don't mind.
Oh,
I have to celebrate.
Fart water.
Oh my goodness.
But
just be glad you can't smell anything, my friends.
But right before we went on the show, to your point, K-Dog, I called Sean Black. I told him about a friend of mine who went on a trip somewhere with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted me because she's a big football fan of the team that's playing right now. She just told me she got COVID tested. Am I from your trip? And she told me, yeah. Her husband got the fever.
Mm.
And why? They went out on their trip. And like Sean said, why go to another state that have high cases to come back home now?
Exactly.
Now you probably put yourself and your family in danger. Why? Like you said, to go out to live your life right now. And now they're scared to death, you know. While at the same time, you did not take this COVID thing seriously. Maybe they did not catch it on a plane, who knows? But as most COVID cases begun from small gatherings. Why? Because I went to Lady T House and she had like 10 people over and we all chill, relax.
Not at all.
Socialize.
I've been cautious since we started. But you know something with this whole going out, not going out. I'm sorry, people are living in the moment because right now you can die at any time. Sorry to say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before you could have died at any time, but now people just know, hey, you never know who's going to catch COVID or not. I'm sorry. So people have that mind state.
You got to live your life. I always
preach
that part. And
we
about
just
living
had
your life.
Somebody on an airplane coming from New Orleans going to Los Angeles had a heart attack on the plane. The paramedics, while the plane was in flight, went to revive the man. The man had unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
The man had COVID, got on the plane. The doctor that revived him has COVID. A bunch of people that were on the plane, including I think 5 or 6 people that were behind him in on the plane, they came down with COVID. This was just on the news not that long ago. TMZ even showed that whole thing. And the reason why it happened, because the guy, before he got on the plane, he had symptoms. And they give you, when you get on a plane, they give you a questionnaire. Do you feel any symptoms of da-da-da-da-da-da? He said no. He got on the plane. He got sick, unfortunately passed, and passed the virus along and put a lot of people's lives in jeopardy. This is part
of
the reason why this thing spreads so fast.
Sorry, Sean Black. Did he put a lot of people's lives in jeopardy, or did the people you know that work for the airlines? Yes, thank you. Because a questionnaire isn't going to help you figure out who has COVID or not. I can lie on that questionnaire if I felt like it. Just
anyone
get on the plane.
But
you get my point. They don't have any.
I understand where you're coming from as far as the enforcement of certain things. Yeah.
No, they did it to cover their asses. Like, listen, we did it. We did our part. You can't sue us, you know.
if you leave the honor system, if you leave everything up to the honor system in this country, you're in a foreign world of hurt, apparently. I mean, look who this country voted in. The head liar in charge.
So if
you're
going
to actually allow the people in this country on the honor system to really tell you what's going on before they get on a plane because they don't want to lose that flight or don't want to go anywhere. And how many of these politicians have we seen tell people that they are supposed to be governing, stay home, do the right thing, yet they're the same ones going on trips to see their family and see their parents and such and such and such.
But they got the power.
So why would you listen to them?
They got the power and the money to do so. But other than that, before I go to Brother B, the nurse, there was a story about the nurse that quote-unquote took the vaccine and within 17 minutes of taking a vaccine in front of a live reporters, got dizzy and passed out from the vaccine. I mean, you know, in front of reporters. And it said it was not the vaccine. It was, she was suffering from a condition. Sean, what was that condition again? That
I forgot what it is, but yeah. it seemed like a form of narcolepsy, which is what I had a cousin who went through that. And usually if you have any kind of acute pain, stress, things of that nature, you can pass out just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she came to and she was tested again just to make sure she's fine, she's doing well. That was the only thing that happened. So I think a lot of people seeing that are going to wait, okay, I'm not touching that vaccine at all. And I think a lot of people will feel that way going in.
Lady T, once again, I'm going to ask this question again. How do you feel about the vaccine? Especially after seeing that footage. Also, there was another footage about a doctor claimed to take the vaccine, but seemed to be like a dummy. They didn't shoot the needle into him. But they say that was just a demo they did. But who knows about that story? But once again, will you not take the vaccine?
So with the vaccine, we have to remember they haven't revealed the side effects to us because maybe they don't even know what the side effects are until these people start having side effects when they take it. Isn't that how side effects work? You take it and then you realize what the side effects are. So with the lady fainting or whatever, fainting might be one of the things that can happen to you. Who knows? I don't know. As far as this vaccine, I don't trust it. But all these people that want to go up first to be guinea pigs, go ahead, please. I'm not taking it.
BLBL guess.
From what I've heard as far as side effects go, from what I've heard, they said that for some people that have extreme allergies, I think they said that within the first 24 hours, you could potentially look for a fever, scratchy throat, a cough, body aches. Those are the immediately known side effects. We don't know about what you're saying is longer term. Is that what I think a lot of people are trying to figure out?
Well, but like you always say, Sean Black, when you go with that third arm, let me know how you feel about that. But Brother B, how you doing?
Yo, what up?
Greetings,
what's up, brother? Everyone, what's up? What up? What up?
Salutations.
No, I'm not taking no back.
You're
taking me a shot of Jack Daniels and quote some Robitussin.
How did I know that wasn't coming?
Oh my goodness,
man. You got to see it. All right, but well, Brother B, I'll start with you first. This year, 2020, I can speak for all of us on this panel, have been rough on all of us personally and everything. Bottom line, Brother B, what is your takeaway from 2020 overall?
I mean, you know, despite this whole COVID thing and the deaths, 2020 has actually been beautiful, man. I mean, it's been an eye-opener. I mean, you really
I think that one. Beautiful would not be the word I'd look for.
No, you know what? You know what? I refuse to look at things negatively because if you perceive it negative, then it's going to be that way. Like I said, other than, the whole thing with people passing away and how the hospitals were treating people and their loved ones, you know, with this whole COVID thing. Like I said, man, it's an eye-opener. I've really gotten to see who are my friends and who are my foes. You know, those mm-hmm. undercover, you know, people who smile in your face but behind your back, you know, they're sharper than a knife, man. Like, listen, man, all I can say is this. We still here. We breathing. We're on the Absolute Truth Show. It's a beautiful thing. Listen, man, nothing can stop us, man. And look, we can only stop ourselves.
Oh. Thank you for the motivation speech right there. And K-Dog.
You had to ruin it. You could have just said something along with that, but yes, the Absolute Truth Show. You could have, but you just do it somewhere else. It's okay.
It would not be me if I don't say something negative, you know. But K-Dog, earlier this year, we started with Kobe Bryant death, then coronavirus, then Trump, then like Sean told me last week, the list for 2020 has gone on and on. We could spend a whole year talking about 2020. But other than that, what is your takeaways from 2020?
Well, 2020, I could say for me personally, It was hard. It was hard, you know, with the people that I lost. And, you know, like I say, allow me to get personal. Rest in peace to my dad. I miss him terribly every day. And but we're hanging in there day by day, losing friends. And, you know, it's just an eye-opener for what I've seen in this country and in the world, throughout the world, with a lot of sickness and death. And we had our positive moments too, but also we saw so much that happened in this year. This year, I mean, 2020 will be a year that people will talk about for many years to come. And, you know, the only hope that we can have for 2021 and is that it could be a much better year.
So we hope for 2021.
That's what we could do.
So
we hope.
Listen, if you keep looking at it, if you keep, listen, you can't go into the next year with old baggage.
We can't.
You
got
to drop it at the door.
That's true.
You know what it is?
You drop that negative attitude.
Time, this is what it is with 2021, and I'm glad you brought that up. With 2021, you know, whatever it is that happened in 2020, let it stay in 2020. Because,
you're stronger,
you know, you're going to – you have,
true,
to, you have
some,
to let everything
some
stay
carry
in
over.
2020. Because let me tell you something.
So what you're saying is 2020 is the equivalent of Las Vegas.
Yeah, listen, 2020, what it is this. That's old baggage. As we reach the end of this year, it's time to leave that baggage behind. Don't even carry it into 2021.
True,
you know
but
what?
some of that baggage will come to 2021, you know. Like the virus is not going away, you know.
No, the virus.
There will be more
yeah,
deaths to come.
Let's just hope and pray that the virus could go. But also, let's keep our, you know, there's nothing wrong with having hope. There's nothing wrong with hope.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep it, just keep that hope, you know. Just be thankful every day that you're alive. And that way, you know, we just got to look out for one another. And, you know, just keep hope. That's all, you know, for 2021.
Okay.
But like I said, throw all that old baggage away. Because you know what? Old baggage, that stuff, you know what? After a while, it stinks. And it starts to get withered.
Lady,
you know, just let it go.
Lady T, your takeaway for 2020.
I'm looking at it totally different. Life goes on a day-to-day basis. Forget these numbers in these damn years. I'm drained with it already. We know it's going to be a new year. Some of us don't even celebrate the new year. Some of us, our new year is our birthday. So it's like day-to-day, we're still going to be fighting the same struggle with this virus day-to-day. I look at this as 2020 was a learning lesson. People
yes.
really need to start thinking for themselves. If you haven't gotten any takeaway from this, and start thinking for yourself, start making decisions on your own. Stop letting social media and the media dictate your decisions
mm-hmm.
and think for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little drained with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost family members to this virus. I've lost friends to this virus. And life goes on, and you have to start thinking about, like, what's your legacy going to be? What are you going to do in the meantime while you're here and alive? Because these things are not stopping. It's not stopping at all. So I don't know. I have a different outlook on it. I lost certain relationships and actually gained greater relationships. So it's like, you know, it's a give and take with life, period.
That's true. Give and take indeed.
Amen.
Talk about give and take. Sean Black will give a lot of crap. Well, go ahead, Sean Black. What's your takeaway?
I'm going to give you two words to describe it, and half of it is going to be Lady T's answer, so don't sue me for copyright infringement. one of it is going to be draining, and then the second half is going to be enlightening.
What?
Here's why. Yes. In the first part of the draining part, we've seen the evil of men. We've seen how absolute power corrupts absolutely. We've seen this disease ravage so many people. As everybody has some kind of story of a friend or a family member, somebody has either been affected, has died, something along those lines because of this virus, have lost family members. We've seen a government almost overthrown, seemingly. We've seen so many things happen that makes you wonder why we continue to even think that things will change. Then, on the other hand of this, we've seen the enlightening part, where we see in the despair and all of the death and the danger, we see a lot of people change their focus, and then they get the human spirit part and work. How many times have we heard stories about the people that work at the hospital that actually did as much as they could? Mm. And then the people that lived in neighborhoods that saw that the people that were working in the hospitals are coming home, being around all of that disease and death, and they're cheering them on. People that are doing mm-hmm. charity work to make sure other kids are getting food and starting programs. People that have had to refocus, that have lost businesses, reinvent their businesses to not only stay in business, but to actually help other people out that aren't as fortunate that would need other services. So we've seen the whole gamut run between complete insouciance from people at the top to the people at the bottom that need the help, that look to their fellow man and have done everything in their power to make sure that they can get through this together. And that's, I think, the complete dichotomy of mm-hmm. what I've seen from both sides.
Okay. And this morning, to Lady T, I was about to give her a call about the cry to her this morning because today was my second day of vacation, finally, and I have remote learning with my kids. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. No lie, I called my boss up and asked her, can I come back to work? I don't want no more vacation. And she hung up on me. I told her I will come up for
like
free.
Smacking you through
okay?
the phone, but go ahead. I'll wait till you finish and say what I'm going to say to your ass.
Wow.
So I want to call Lady T this morning, and I want to apologize to her because I'm not going to lie, remote learning, even though I'm, you know, to all the parents out there, Remote learning is one of the hardest things I've experienced, I have done, and I'm only on day two of it, and I'm already crying about it. So that's my takeaway of 2020. I've been blessed, you know, overall. But overall, it's really 2020 really has changed a lot. Like Sean said, it changed so much that you don't realize how blessed, how lucky you are overall. But Lady T, this remote learning, oh, my gosh. God bless you all for doing this.
Okay, so can I just say something real quick to all the parents that are listening? Get over your damn selves. You guys were supposed to be your kids' first freaking teachers before the actual teachers. So, like, what is your problem that you're complaining about remote learning for a school break when we have to do it for the whole year?
You know what?
And plus,
you know
I have my own kid that I got to do, you know, teach her in addition to that. So give me a break.
You need to sympathize
with y'all parents. Just stop.
Listen,
yeah,
get off your high horse and start making
a
household.
Oh, my goodness. Right?
We're going to advertise you on Facebook.
I can't.
And Twitter. You're going to do
You can't holler that on the show.
I know. He'll make you breakfast. He'll make you breakfast.
But Lady T,
oh my goodness.
But Lady T, my experience today, like, the kids are kids. Don't get me wrong. But what's going on backstage between these kids' homes with their parents? I'm like, you hear parents in the background with music playing out loud. One mother's arguing. I see I just happened to move.
That's the thing with what
it's
you're saying.
It's very annoying.
Right? It's like, you know, parents have to realize, I'll just say a tip. You have to realize that you're in class too. So whatever hours you set aside, you're going to really have to set it up in a class setting to keep the kids feeling like I'm in school. You know, you're going to have to. And you're going to have to not play music. Your music, no rap music, you're not listening to none of that. I'm serious. You're going to have to, like, you're in school. These parents, you know, it really bothers me with certain parents because not all. Some of them are really taking it serious and just want it to be over with. A lot of them always, you know, like, text me, like, wow, I really appreciate you. And, you know, Hot Rod, you could call me anytime if you need some tips with it.
But it bothers me that they're not taking it as seriously. Like, y'all get back into class. I got parents telling me, I don't know how to do this math. Yeah, the new math is stupid.
Oh my gosh.
Our math was
the
much
math,
easier. I don't
the
care for that
math.
And
crazy.
Listen, when
crazy,
I show the kid
the math.
When I show the kid how to do our math, this kid looks at me like, I'm dumb.
Oh my god.
No,
you know what? They're used to the new math because you know why? With a lot of modern technology, a lot of people use that to
not
do math.
Not technology, K-Dog. They break it down so stupidly, like two plus three equals five. Then put five plus. It's just stupid. If they break it down like listen, algebra
Lady.
Was hard for us. Calculus was hard.
This regular
math is so hard to them.
No lie, guys. I showed my son the simple math of how I solve. I'm just making the numbers up. 23 plus 25. He looked at me like. Really? That's it? Yeah, that's it. No number lines. No this. There are no tens and ones. I'm like, that's it. So what the hell they teach you in school? But other than that, well, thank you all to the teachers out there who are doing their thing.
Yeah, to all the teachers out there doing their thing.
And let's get to Christmas for a minute. And I started with you, Lady T, as always. With 2020 and this holiday season coming up, what do you like? What do you think about holiday season this year so far?
You asking me?
Yes.
I'm the Grinch.
Uh-oh.
Listen,
wait a minute.
Let me tell you something about me. You probably already know this hot rod. You already know this. From Thanksgiving to New Year's, I don't like it. I'm in hermit mode. Seriously, people know this. It's like, please don't call me. Please don't ask me what I'm doing. I don't know. I'm going to celebrate it because I have a kid, but I've always been like this since, I'll just tell y'all a story. I was 9 years old, went to Boston, thought Santa was going to find me in Boston and knew that I wanted my Easy Bake Oven. I woke up on Christmas Day, no Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, wow.
That's when I found out there was no Santa Claus, and it was the worst for me. It was over. But when I came back to New York, my Easy Bake Oven was actually at my, you know, my house. But I was like, why didn't Santa know I was going to be in Boston? You get what I'm saying? So after that, I've been crushed ever since then. I don't like the holidays. I really don't, to be honest with you. I know
so
y'all get over
then.
It. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't like it.
And,
I just don't like it.
We have a new caller, 1-1, with 1,000 ones. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just called in to find out what the show was about, so I'm listening to Hannah.
Oh, no, it's you. It's you. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
It's me, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah, I've always known it was me. Well, what is it about me?
Of course. All right. Who should, Brother B, do you want to start with him, or should I?
Anybody.
He's all right. He just wanted to know what the
show is
about.
He's
good.
No,
we're talking about Christmas.
On the menu.
It's Christmas
time. Say your name. We forgot your name.
My
name is Joe.
Joe.
Joe,
okay.
Yes, Joe.
That would have been
Joe.
So easy.
Joe from Montana?
Yep, that's me. Yeah.
There you
okay.
go.
Well,
we're talking about
Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk about Christmas times. How does Christmas feel special to you in 2020 with everything that's happening?
Well, yeah, especially since of the COVID, Christmas is always a special time for me. It's one of the few times in the year that people actually think of other people besides themselves. Now, they commercialize Christmas, but I don't mind that. You know, I mean, if you didn't commercialize it, if you didn't have the jingle bells and the movies, how many people would actually, at this particular time of year, or at any other time of year outside of birthdays, actually think about showing appreciation to another person? So I like it.
Well, okay. All right. You know what? That's true. I didn't think about it like that. Christmas is the time that we all get together, trying to be all jolly and everything, except for Lady T and I, that we both hate Christmas with a passion. But Lady T, Brother B, and Joe, a lot of people got upset with me at work because I told the kids the truth, that Santa Claus is not real. My kids are 7 and... 5, I think they are, whatever the ages they are.
You don't even know your own kid's age.
Man, you don't even know, man. It's 7
Isn't that something that when I come on the air, he goes, oh, it's you.
You know, Joe, you are 100% correct.
But I'm entitled. I'm the hot rod. That's why. But besides that, am I wrong to tell my kids at a certain age that Santa Claus is not real? That why should I give a fat man credit for something that I did? I'll start with you, Joe, since you love Christmas.
Yeah, I'm thinking you are the fat man, but okay.
Well, yes, but I'm not the fat. I'm the fat black guy, not the fat white guy. I'm not going to give the white guy credit for something I did.
Boy.
Go ahead, Joe, since you love Christmas.
Oh my God! After hearing you, I'm gonna jump.
Exit stage right.
Yeah. Go. Oh jeez. No, I mean you're probably kidding around, but I remember when I was a kid, I didn't like it when I heard that Santa Claus didn't exist. I think there should be a time when kids should become aware of it, but when they're young. Well, you know, why not let them indulge in the fantasy so that they can have something to look forward to on Christmas Day? Unless it's, of course, you.
Of course. But my thing is, why lie to the kids? You know, telling them that stuff is not real, like the Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny. But like you said earlier, Christmas has become commercialized just like everything else. So why should we lie to these kids? Now, I'm like, you know, when they get a little bit older, because you know when you tell them these stories to kids, they ask you 1,000 questions. And these guys didn't know my son. He asked 1,000 questions about every single thing. So I came to a point in my life, listen, Santa Claus is not real. He died a long time ago. He had the coronavirus. Goodbye. But,
wow.
Man.
Father of the year, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Hot Rod. Father of the year.
Thank you.
You know, you'd be great for a suicide hotline.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
CBS cares.
Joe's on the road tonight. Well, but Joe, you know what, Joe and Brother B, what is your thoughts? I'll start with Joe first. What's your thought about the stimulus package of America getting $600? So maybe next week.
Well, okay, nobody's starting. $600 is still money in the pocket, but don't forget the unemployment people. They're getting $300 a week continued, so they're still getting a continuous semi-salary.
Yeah, but why $600 compared to the first time we got $1,200 for it? It's like, what's $600 going to do for us overall? Not much.
Then give me your $600. I'll know what I'll do with it. Hmm.
Yeah, you'll buy a PS5 or with it. But you know, you have millions of people who $600 is not going to cover their rent or their mortgage. They need more help or small businesses. So why the government is acting now with only a lousy change of $600?
Well, that's just to placate the American people. What we need is to get the shutdown ended. And I'm not taking the vaccine unless there's a gun to my head, because I don't trust the government whatsoever.
Okay. And Brother B?
Probably because we've both been overextended. I mean, this whole shutdown thing, you know my sentiments on it. It should have been a complete shutdown in the beginning, and then maybe the numbers, you know, a lot of things would be different. But now a lot of money's been given out. A lot of people have bought new TVs and everything else when that money should have been going someplace else. So $600, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we get you some groceries for the month, maybe month and a half. But I don't really get the purpose of it. I mean, if Biden is talking about a possible shutdown next year, just save it. Just save it. I guess he just, you know, Trump is just giving that 600 because I didn't win. So here's a parting gift. Take those $600 and go buy you something. I don't know.
Oh God! And
oh my goodness!
And Sean Black, what? I know you love Christmas. What does Christmas and its holidays mean to you? Because I know you're boring.
Well, as you know, as any of the panel knows, that I do a tremendous amount of cooking. So that's something that stuck with me since I was a kid. Between my grandmother cooking, my mother cooking.
All he cooks is cheese. All he do is cheese,
right.
Cheese this, cheese that, cheese
well,
everything.
In any event, the memory, a lot of the memories that I have of Christmas, a lot of it comes from being in the kitchen. So cooking, baking, that kind of thing. And since I do that myself also, it's also one of those things that kind of helps you connect to family members, you know. As I lost my grandmother last year, but I still have good memories of those kinds of things happening when I was younger. And my mother and I, we bake and cook and do a lot of those same things. So, yeah, we still love the time of the year. And I'm pretty sure because of what's happened this year, I think a lot of people kind of are either looking for the holidays to kind of try to find that spirit that they get in the holidays, or they're just too down because of what has happened this year. So.
Hello?
Yeah. Unless the hot rod lost his mic. Santa Claus came and popped him in the neck for that comment that he made about Santa Claus.
Oh, see, Santa Claus is pretty good after all.
Hey, I guess so.
Shut his mic down. Shut his mic down. Oh, I don't exist. Take that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh my,
yeah,
he got a stern talking to from Santa.
Yeah, I'm in technical difficulties, my man.
Oh yeah, a little bit. All right, Kato. What does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas. Well, you know, like I said, too much commercialism. But however, the biggest thing for me is during Christmas is family, and also, you know, to be honest, it may sound kind of corny, but it's like we like watching movies during Christmas, basketball
okay,
and
that's,
movies.
That's corny. Yeah, that's corny. Never mind. Goodbye, K-Dog.
No, but you know what? The thing is, it's just being with family. And, you know, this year, it's like we're going to try and make it as – no, we're not going to try. We're just going to make it, you know, a good Christmas, you know, just a cool Christmas, you know, just – you know, we're going to Zoom it this year, and that's what we're going to do. You know, we're just going to be with family.
And, Joe, from your here's a relationship question for you. If someone got engaged and, you know, the person, you know, and the couple broke up, does the guy have the right to ask for the ring back?
Oh, yeah. Why not? If she can sue him for breach of promise if they break up, why can't he get the rock back that he paid $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for? They're not getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And the rock was a symbol of their relationship, of their love, to be culminated in marriage. So if they're not getting married, give me back my rock, chickie.
Yeah, but what happened, you know, he cheating on her, and, you know, she want to keep the rock as, you know, like, you know, a payback, whatever. Should there be some type of compromise?
Yeah, you've got the memory of me cheating, and I got the rock. Okay.
Wow. Wow. I wasn't expecting that one.
Wow. You know what? Joe, you are my star tonight. You got me. You got my mouth shut. I have no words about that one.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, Brother B, any comment about that? I got nothing to say.
That's what insurance is for. She don't want to give it back. Tell insurance company she stole it. That's all. I mean, me personally, I don't care, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Money comes, money goes. I look at things differently. I don't really care.
But
you want to keep it. I don't care.
Yeah,
you
but
know
you,
what?
But like Joe said, you spent $30,000 of your home. You spent, what, 6 weeks of your salary on that ring, or 6 months? That's your money you spent on her.
But guess what? I'll make that back. I'll make that back, but you'll never get another one.
I'm confused. Wasn't that the purpose of giving her the ring with the possible intention of you getting married? You should know that possible. You get what I'm saying?
But it depends.
And
on who
whoever
did
to me,
if
whoever
talking,
broke, yeah. If I'm saying if the guy broke it off, why does he want the ring back? You broke it off.
Well, if I didn't break it off,
yeah.
Then I still. If I didn't break it off, I don't care, man. Like I said, it,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's nothing. Well, it could be replaced. No.
True, but a lot of people don't see it that way. People, they see that as like, you know what, I'm keeping the ring, F you, all that stuff. is I'm keeping it as my souvenir. I'm going to sell it and keep the money for myself. You know, there's like a little bit of revenge
and spend it on that dude and buy him a PS5 so he can turn around and cheat on you later. So what?
Oh, damn.
Guys.
Wow.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wow.
I know Sean will say the right thing. Go ahead, Sean. I know you're gonna say the right thing here.
I'm almost speechless from what I've just heard. based on what everybody just said, I don't know what has happened to them in their lives. All I know is if the premise of getting engaged is the premise of marriage going forward. If it doesn't make a difference, in the eyes of the law, it's going to be looked at as it's not a gift. So if it's taken to court, if that was the case and marriage does not happen, the court will probably say give back the ring or the monetary equivalent of. Personally, if the relationship doesn't work, keep the ring. You know, I gave it to you as something, as a premise. I'm not looking for the ring back. You're going to hawk it. You're going to sell it, whatever. You know? Now, if you spent $40,000, $60,000 on a ring, that's on you, you know?
Yeah.
But why not? You're a jackass.
You spend all that money, you're a jackass.
That's crazy. And then you got the wedding that's probably going to be $40,000, $50,000.
Getting married is always going to be the risk that something may, God forbid, not happen correctly. And you have to always keep that mindset of people don't go into relationships thinking it's going to end. But if it's an engagement and you put a ring on a woman's finger and say, we're going to get married, et cetera, and just things don't work out, if you're of the mindset that you want to get that ring back, legally you can. But what would be the point if you knew the risk going in was that there's a possibility that this relationship may not work?
Well, okay, you got to talk about spending $40,000 on a ring. Well, what about the wedding? We know people that spend weddings like $50,000 for a wedding, big party of 300 guests. What's the point of that? And with the gifts and everything, do you ask for those gifts back? How do you split that cost? If the father of the bride spending all that type of money, or the husband himself spending all that money? In other words,
you're trying to say they went through the motions and got married, and what, 2 weeks later they...
To get married, because I'll tell you a story. There was a couple that I knew who was about to get married. But what happened was the reason why the wedding fell, like it just crashed and burned, the whole idea for the wedding crashed and burned, and there was money that was lost. Because guess what? Homeboy was sitting out there having too much of a good time, and let's just say he got caught doing something stupid, cheating. And, the wedding was off. Everything was set. Everything was set for the wedding. Everything was set. But guess what? It all went downhill. And the family was pretty pissed off at him more than anything.
Sometimes it all went downhill before the wedding. It probably Ben was going downhill. They thought the wedding was saved it.
Maybe that was his excuse to get out the wedding. You never know.
In a lot of instances, the cheating is the symptom, not the cause.
It is. It's so bad. Mm-hmm. It's a horrible thing,
and
man,
Joe,
doing something like that.
Joe, do you see yourself spending $40,000, $50,000 on a wedding before we go?
On a wedding? If I had the money, if I really believe that the marriage is going to last, possibly. But you guys bring up good points. What happens if a man and a woman are about to get married, and they're getting gifts from everybody, and now they split up? Shouldn't the people who gave the gifts, shouldn't they get their gifts back?
Uh-huh.
Who knows about all that? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's unfortunate to say. I could give you an example, like a baby shower, and then, God forbid, the mom, you know, goes into labor after and doesn't make it. There's situations that happen like that. What do you do with those gifts? People don't give it back. It's a gift.
It's a gift. Well, on that note, what the hell's going on back there? Well, Joe from Montana, K-Dog, Brother B, Lady T, Sean Black, God bless y'all. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy holidays,
y'all. Happy holidays. Be safe, y'all.
Thank
everybody.
You.
Everybody.
For those, see everybody.
Thank you so
2021.
Much.
Be
well.
Right. Merry
God
Christmas.
Bless. See you guys in 2021.
God bless y'all. Take care.
All right.
Take care, man.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays to everyone.